from when I was chair of the Council for the West and what we were trying to achieve to now, it has been a very interesting journey. And I suppose, Donal, what I started out with, my objectives, my ideals, I've tried to keep those with me. And, you know, can I say, it's been a privilege and an honour to represent the people of Donegal for 15 years because they were in the constituency for all that time. And I know that when people vote for you, they trust you to represent them. And that's a responsibility I've taken seriously. So I just want to say thank you to all of those people. And hopefully I have represented Donegal in a positive and a good way.
I spoke to somebody once who was involved in an issue, and you were one of a number of politicians who came to speak to them about that particular issue. I won't go into the precise details, but they said of all the political representatives and candidates that visited, you were the one who they felt was most brief, was most aware of what was happening, and asked the most probing and the most understanding questions. It's clear that you were doing your research.
Well, in order to make any progress at European level, you have to do that. You can shout about stuff and talk about stuff, but in Brussels, everything is by compromise. You've got to bring people with you. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know the detail, if you can't convince people, then you're at nothing. And I suppose, Donal, I was a maths teacher for a long time, and the detail has always mattered to me. I'm not saying I always get it right or anything like that, but it is something, you know, that is important. And over that time as well, Donal, I've got to know a lot of people in Donegal, in different groups, you know, from carers to credit unions to people with disability, you know, to farmers, etc. And it has been a privilege to work with all of those and to try to advance the issues that matter to them at a European level.
As you said, it is a matter of compromise, and sometimes it seems the wheels in Europe work and run very slowly, but you always managed to work within that system and to achieve progress within the system. It must be frustrating for you to look at the way the whole Brexit debacle is going at the moment and the megaphone diplomacy and the shouting and the intransigence we're seeing on all sides in Westminster, and you're sitting there thinking, lads, you're never going to resolve it that way.
Oh, look, I mean, what can I add to what you've said? It's shocking to see it. I read something today that a German European minister said, and he was talking about the elites in the House of Commons. And he was basically saying that they have no idea how workers, how ordinary people think, how they live, how they work, how they behave. He called them the silver spoon elite. And it is the Conservative Party, that split, and many of them are silver spoon elite. They're not all, but many of them are. It's that split that started this, that drove this, and that's still pushing it in the direction in which it's going. And it's all about now who's going to replace May, who's going to have the power, who's going to be on the winning side. When people's livelihoods, when Ireland's future around the border, etc., is in the balance, shall we say. I still believe, for what it's worth, we won't have a crash out, we won't have no deal, but they are playing with fire at the moment, and that's how strongly I feel about it. And I suppose one of the things I want to say, because you asked me about my contribution, was one of the things I was so pleased to be able to do was to bring Guy Verhofstadt, who's the Chief Parliament Negotiator and the head of the group that I sit with in the Parliament, to the border, where he could see the reality of life there. And that absolutely influenced him and the work he has done in the Parliament. And, you know, the Irish border, the backstop, one of the three top issues. It's not just him, it's others, but he played his role. So it's that kind of thing is important. This is dynamite, and some of them do not care.